Welcome to Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast with Cornelia Stephanie and Susan Axelrod. Showing up as you are and having fun in business. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, aiming to empower female entrepreneurs. In this episode, we will show you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer. Be intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Let's get it.
Let's get it, Cornelia.
Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hi, I have to tell you, I was sitting here trying to be all calm and professional, but I got a shit-ass grin on my face because this is so fun. And I just want to thank you, you know, for inviting me to do this. And let's get it, Cornelia.
Let's get it. I just love it. That's why I said you and I, we, you know, we make magic together. It's just fun. But you're a wonderful mirror for me because I know that you're going to come and bring your best self all the time. Even just now before we started the show, just want to say that we were in the green room, Jacob and I, the producer. We're in the green room and we're waiting for Susan, right? And here's what Jacob said. He said, it's not like Susan to be late, right? And not that you were late,
yeah,
but that's the reputation that yeah. you have.
Thank you.
It's not like, yeah, I said, yeah, I know Susan's going to be here.
So Cornelia, we decided that we're coming as we are in business, right?
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do in our podcast, Showing Up As You Are. We're going to pull back the curtain and I'm going to say what happened. I knew where I needed to be. Believe me, I knew where I needed to be. I've been looking forward to this all day. And I had in my head the place to go for the right link. You know, we got a lot of links, Cornelia, in business now, right? Yeah. I knew where to go for the right link. But when I went there, the link wasn't there. And so I had to scramble a bit at the last minute because, you know, we show up and we get going. We get to it. And so that's what happened. So I got here. I'm calm. I'm not sweating. So we're having fun in business.
Totally. And you look great too. I love the background. You. I love your flowers. And I
thank
love the
you.
Necklace. It's beautiful.
Thank you. An amethyst heart. Yep.
Beautiful. Thank now, you. Before this show today, I was listening again to our previous podcast, and I want to let the audience know, ladies, if you have not listened to our first podcast, don't worry, because we're going to put the link. When you see this show, we're going to put the link for the first podcast underneath this one so that you have it. It was so good. It was so inspiring. When I was listening to it, it was jacking me up. I was like, oh, this is good. I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. God, you know, that feeling. You know what I mean, Susan?
I do. And I want to tell you that I was listening to it for the first time with my 85-year-old mother. And she said, you guys are good. So it was great. Look, Cornelia, it's good because we show up. In business, we show up for our business, and mostly we show up as we are. We do not compromise who we are. We do not fit ourselves into the templates that others created. We do it the way it speaks to our heart so that we can actually have fun in business.
So the last time when we were together, when we were talking, this is why I want everybody to watch that podcast, because there were so many tips that we shared, so many nuggets that was really about our authentic business, the way that we do business, and just really good golden nuggets that you can use in your setting up your foundation and setting up your sustainability, really defining what it means to be financially sustainable. And obviously, both Susan and I are emotionally healthy, because if we weren't, you wouldn't be feeling this kind of energy, because people can feel it when you're not emotionally grounded and have that emotional strength. You know, if you don't have that in your business, which is really, really important, then that would be a place to really get started and really take a look at where you are emotionally. And so because we're talking about emotional confidence, we're talking about financial confidence in your business, and we're talking about sustainability. And that last podcast that we shared, that where we shared what the podcasting is all about, that we're doing together now, and that is women who radiate wealth. And you know how I always say that your wealth is in your health, and that it begins with your emotional wholeness, with your emotional strength, and where how you feel about yourself in your daily life. Right, Susan?
Absolutely. The viewers have watched me several times open my mouth to say something and then quietly sit back so to not interrupt, because we have so much to say. Cornelia, regarding all of what you just said, we agreed in this podcast that every time we showed up, we would bring real life activity from our own businesses. We would talk about it with each other, and we would allow others to learn and grow and then also share back with us. So regarding the emotional health, and that your health is the new wealth, this very morning, I had a coaching conversation with a client who is a younger than I am business owner, who has an opportunity to generate $200,000 in 30, 60, 90 days for work that she would be contracted for. And the conversation that I had for her was, that's wonderful. What is the work that it would take for you to do to generate that awesome number? Would I like to have $200,000 in 60 to 90 days? Yes, Cornelia, I would. Am I willing to give up my emotional health, my emotional stability, my time with my family, my time with my ailing father? No, I am not, Cornelia. This comes down to my business values that integrate with my personal values. And so what I wrote down on the card is a note that I wanted to say, what happens when you get what you wish for, but it leads to overwhelm in business, right? We wish we could get $200,000 in 60 to 90 days. We wish that we could have all this money and all of these new clients. But it's important in business to be clear what you're wishing for, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Again, it's about your personal values. You know, like it's important to me that I still have a beautiful, balanced life. How I like to spend my days, like spending a lot of time out in nature, having my freedom walks, all my little things that I love to do. And I love working with my clients, and I love working on my business, but I also like having creative time, and I also like having, nature time, personal care time. So I think all these things are important when you're thinking about what is sustainable again in your business, because, you know, again, it comes down to your physical body, your health, your wealth, how you're viewing yourself, because we know that our thoughts, the thoughts that we think, the body is going to respond to what it is that we're thinking. So the body's going to, respond to that. And then what is it? How do we want to live our lives?
Yes.
And isn't that what COVID has brought so many people? I heard time and time again where, COVID has been the thing that has really shaken up the foundations of where people were running around like robots, chasing after material gains, chasing after all of these things that kept everybody so busy. And not tending to the things that spirit wants you to tend to, your soul.
Yes. Thank you for bringing up the word soul while we're talking about business. Thank you for talking about your freedom walks and being in nature while we're talking about business. Because even if you can generate a huge amount of money in a short period of time, it's possible you could manifest the easiest, simplest way to do that, which you know, there's nothing simple about it. You work your ass off when you're doing that. That's okay. You know, you can work a lot. Just be aware of what is not going to be happening while you're doing that. Also, money in your accounts does not ensure sustainability. Financial prudence and planning, budgeting and bookkeeping structures and systems ensures financial sustainability, right, Cornelia? Because when you get a big hit into your account, what are you going to do? You're going to spend it on a house renovation, on a vacation, or on a big thing in business, maybe, you know, a big, huge investment that you're probably not going to get or may not get a big return on. So that is not what we're talking about with sustainability in business. Showing up as you are, being comfortable in your skin, nailing it every time. You know, Jacob, thank you so much, Mr. Producer, for knowing that I was going to show up. Your work ethic. And, you know, yeah, of course things happen and whatever, but this is what Cornelia Stephanie means when she talks about sustainability in business, isn't it, Cornelia?
Yes, it's absolutely making sure that you have all of your ducks in a row with the accounting, the taxes, you know, making sure that you know what it is that you need in order to in order to thrive in your business. You know, I was just thinking about this yesterday with a client that I was talking to, and she says, it's really, really time for me to make money. That's what she said. It's really, really time for me to make money, which means that, you know, a lot of women entrepreneurs are not generating the money because, again, we talked about it in our last podcast, is that they don't feel comfortable in talking about their offers or their proposals, making their offer. So if you don't feel comfortable in selling or offering, you know, your services to your wonderful client, like Susan likes to call him, because I love that. When I was listening to that podcast again, it was you mentioned that the wonderful client, having a wonderful client, you know, to your wonderful clients. If you're not making your offers to your wonderful clients, then you're not. How are you going to be making money? And the other thing that I was sharing the last time is my Masters of Excellence, you know, tracking system of every, you know, write down your categories for the month and track your sales so that you have a system. And, you know, of course you're going to track it on your computer too and in your QuickBooks and all of those things. But there's something really nice when you're writing it down, like you just made a $3,500 sale or you just made an $800 sale, and you write that down, the date, and then, you know, keep track that way.
Yeah, I love this. I loved that last time. I love it this time. The younger people, you know, may want to do it online. That's okay. But however, the key is that you're tracking it, you're seeing it with your eyes, and it's growing in your accounts, and that you have a long sustained, you know, sort of uptick on that. It's really important. I did a live, as you know, I do a daily Facebook live, Cornelia, and I did a live the other day on the idea of one way to ensure that you have that financial sustainability, where you really get those inputs into your notebook. And that is tending to your clients. It seems a funny thing to say, but your best future clients are your current clients. I started a new business coaching package, my biggest package, with someone I worked with as a client for 2 years. She took a year off. She came back to me and we had our first session yesterday. And she said to me, it's so good to be back with you. She said, you have such a holistic approach to a woman in business. And that's what we're talking about, Cornelia. When you can show up as you are, comfortable in your own skin, confident that even if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you're smart. you're skilled, you're talented, you're curious. You can ask somebody for help. You don't have to know it all. That nobody knows it all. You can ask for help. And these really are the markers of showing up as you are. And that's when you can have fun. When you can have fun and, you know, laugh like we do. Cornelia, I think we just did a texting. I can't even remember what it was, but I remember I voice texted you and I was laughing. I think it was last night. I can't remember what that was about. But I'm aware of when I laugh, because laughing is such a precious thing. It's so precious, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about fun now. Yesterday I was meeting with a client and all of a sudden, and that's another thing I said too. I said, you know, it's time for us to stop being so serious and start having more fun. Susan, I'm going to tell you that I just started another business. I'm not ready to announce yet 100% to tell you exactly what it is, but my why, the reason why I did this business, I had already asked for this. Later, when I announce it, then I will tell you, you know, why I did this. But I had been asking, I need something fun. I really need something fun. So my why, all of that is all very clear of why I did it. So it's going to be a whole thing that I'm tying into all my other businesses, which is really cool. So I can't wait to, you know, tell you about it. And I can't wait to tell everybody else about it. I can't wait to share it. And it's probably going to come by the next podcast. I'll be ready. But like right now on this podcast, you were supposed to, from our last, and I'm holding you accountable.
Oh no, I know you. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I know exactly what I'm going to say. You said you were going to have an offer. I know. For a yearly program.
I know. All right. I have been thinking about it. Now here's the honest truth, Cornelia. I knew that I said that, and I knew that I knew you would bring it up. And I'm going to tell you where I landed on this, Cornelia.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it, and I, you know, do my work, and I have some 6-month clients and that kind of thing. The place that I landed is I don't feel that something right has come to me yet. Now, that's not to say that I couldn't fabricate up a lot of things, Cornelia. I could, as you know, you and I, we could, you know, but that thing that I would want to really offer and like lovingly invite someone to do with me, it didn't find me. It didn't find me. I want to be honest about that. And that's the difference between being comfortable in your own skin in business versus fabricating up something just to do it or just to get the money for it. So it's on my mind. I'm thinking about it. And when the right thing finds me, I will make that year-long offer and we can come back to that, Cornelia.
Good. Okay.
That's the truth.
Hey, yeah. It's your movie. It's your creation. So it's wonderful that you were like, nope, I'm not ready for it yet. Even though you thought you might have been, you were inspired by it. But now it's like, hey, but it's not 100% clear.
Hold on. I was inspired and I'm still inspired by the idea of it. So that's what these podcasts, I hope our listeners are listening. The idea of offering and inviting a client to work with you for an entire year, maybe it's once a month, maybe it's twice a month, maybe it's once a quarter. I don't know what it is for you, but the idea of inviting someone to work with you for an entire year means that you're not constantly getting new clients every few months. So I'm definitely still inspired.
Well, here's one of my offers and that I'm going to talk to the audience about today. And then, of course, you're going to share yours. So one of my offers is my spiritual mentorship. It's a one-year program. And so I'm, you know, inviting you, the person that is ready to look at yourself to in what areas are you ready to really step into your mastery in your spiritual self, in your emotional self, in your mental well-being, and in your physical body, because they're all connected. It's all, you know, those four bodies were continuously working with bringing them all into harmony in our daily lives, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body and the physical body. So working together with me in this 1 year program is we meet together once a month and we look at what it is right now that is really up for you on a spiritual level. And this gives you the opportunity to go deeper. And then I do a lot of listening and I do a lot of guiding and I do a lot of question asking. And then we set some attainable things that you want to achieve over that course of the year. And we also have the Voxer app where we are able to talk back and forth throughout the month. And also email exchanges if that's what you prefer. So right now I'm currently working with a few people on this and they're loving it. They're absolutely loving it because it is a 1 year program. So it's longer.
It's long. You're not rushed.
You're not rushed. And yeah. The other thing that they love is that it's once a month because really I'm guiding you in to yourself. I'm guiding you into yourself. So then you have the time to really get some of these things, but you have somebody that is holding you accountable, but also shining that mirror right back, mirroring to you that beautiful inner self that you want to become, shining that light back to you. So it's a wonderful offer.
I want to really say, Cornelia, that I hope nobody's thinking this, but if anyone's thinking that this is other than a deepest business skill, you couldn't be more wrong. Because if you're not, I call this being soul connected. I call this being connected to self energy. And when you get into, you know, with a spiritual mentor, when you get into spiritual healing, your soul rises. And you are so much more on point. You're in purpose. You feel calmer. You feel even happier. And then you feel more confident. And then you get to it in business with a whole different energy. So I really want to say, Cornelia, you know, this is deeply personal, but most of top CEOs have spiritual coaches of some sort or other, whether they use their clergy, you know, in pastoral care in a more traditional sense, or a spiritual mentor like you. If you're a woman in business, I can't think of any activity that's more important than this type of, you know, spiritual engagement. So I really wanted to make that connection, Cornelia, for women in business to understand this spiritual mentoring is like, in my mind, it's like a business development skill. Do you know what I mean about that integration?
Yeah, it actually needs to be a part of it because it you know, our business is built on the spiritual foundation. That's what it's built on because without it, you're going to have a tough time. So anyway, you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com or you can phone me if you're interested at 360-941-5783. Somebody just texted me and asked me for a time to connect. When is a good time? So that would be easy to do. Susan, we have just a couple minutes. Please tell us about your accountability group, the 14 women I'm specifically interested in about.
I love it. I am going to be inviting 14 women to join me in weekly business accountability starting in July and going through December, the entire second half of the year. We will work together in community, in cohort, talking about single tasks that or plans that move us forward in our business. I've been doing this since last September. It's fun. It's productive. It's created lucrative outcomes. And I have a business notification up on my website already. My website is whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And right at the top there, you can click on the bar and it'll bring you to a page where you can give me your email so I can notify you when registration is open. This is extremely limited and it's extremely fun. I would love for you to join. Cornelia, I want to tell you, I do my energy work, as you know, my spiritual work. I already can't wait to meet the women I said this last time, like, I already can't wait to meet the women who are going to be in my group. I'm not worrying about selling. I'm like, I already look forward to meeting them. So that's my offer on the table.
Yeah. And just so for all of those ladies that are considering learning more about it, Susan has, you know, invites where you can come and you can join and be part of the group and kind of, so that's going to come, but I'm part of that group and I love being on there because you're going to be with other women entrepreneurs. You know what happens when a lot of women are focused on the same goal. They're focusing on, you know, making, helping their businesses thrive. And so this is what all of the entrepreneurs are doing. So this is the time for you to, you know, reach out to Susan and connect with her and definitely be one of the 14 women. You're going to be in that group with her and me and all the other ladies there.
I know.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So great.
Thanks, Susan. It was wonderful to be with you today.
You too. I can't wait till our next episode, Cornelia. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.